Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Pray for More Workers. What is needed is not more harvest, but more laborers. For too long we have said, quote, the church doors are open, why don't the people come? Instead, we should realize that we have to go and make disciples, as Christ commissions us at the end of the book of Matthew. It doesn't just happen in a vacuum. In Matthew 9:36, Jesus said, or it says, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. The idea of compassion is that of deep empathy that cares deeply. It feels sympathy with great emotion. He saw them as weary and scattered, which is better translated as distressed and downcast. He saw them in spiritual misery. Weary means distressed, harassed, severely troubled. Scattered means downcast, thrown down, utterly helpless. But the qualifier, like sheep having no shepherd, explains the root problem behind their miserable condition. People need shepherding. They need spiritual care. Ed Glasscock says, and actually this is Phillips, sheep are neither strong nor smart nor swift. They tend to go astray and get lost. Not possessing fangs, claws, or powerful muscles, they have no weapon for self-defense and need a shepherd for protection. That's Ed Glasscock. First quote was from John Phillips. These people, with their hypocritical, legalistic, proud, self-oriented religious leaders, had no real shepherding care, and they were distressed and downcast because of it. In chapter 10, verse 6, Jesus calls them the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, many commentators think that Jesus may well have had Ezekiel 34 in mind as he said this. Ezekiel 34, 1 through 6. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God to the shepherds, Woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? You eat the fat and clothe yourselves with the wool. You slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the flock. The weak you have not strengthened, nor have you healed those who were sick, nor bound up the broken, nor brought back that which was driven away, nor sought that which was lost. But with force and cruelty you have ruled them. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through the mountains and on every high hill. Yes, my flock was scattered over the whole face of the earth, and no one was seeking or searching for them. So what does God say he will do to remedy this situation? Ezekiel 34:11, Thus says the Lord God, Indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. God, in effect, says he himself will come in the person of the Messiah to provide shepherding care for that need. Indeed, Jesus came as the good shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep. In the Bible, Jesus is called the good shepherd, the great shepherd, the chief shepherd. Christ's shepherding ministry will come to a climax in the kingdom. Isaiah 40, verse 11 says, He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. Micah 5, 4, And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall abide. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. Jesus himself is the ultimate shepherd, who ultimately will tend to his flock in the coming kingdom. But in the meantime, God's program calls for using people to help him in the work of bringing people to faith so they too can have a place in the kingdom. God could just supernaturally do anything and everything without the help of anyone. And indeed, even though God uses human instruments to carry out his plan, all the glory goes to God alone. But the point is, God wants to use people in the process of bringing in the harvest of souls. This is his plan and mode of operation. He uses people and he uses prayer. He uses people who pray. Matthew 9:37. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few." Jesus here changes metaphors from that of sheep to that of harvest. People are like sheep gone astray. They need to be brought in like ripe harvest. Workers are needed. Indeed, Christ said, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few." There is no end to the work. The harvest is plenteous. I am evangelistically seeking to make disciples, and so are many of you. There's no end to this work. The harvest is plentiful. What is needed is more workers. They say that 90% of the work in the church is done by 10% of the people. I would like to think that figure needs to be adjusted here at Southview. And it is true that a minority often does the majority of the work. And no one can do everything. We need more laborers. And ministry is about labor. It is work. It's easy to become a spectator, but God himself never intended Christianity to be a spectator sport. And frankly, there is a lot of spectator Christians. How in the world do we expect to hear the Lord say, "Well done," if it wasn't done? Become a worker in the harvest. We need you. Someone has defined a football game as 22 men on the field desperately in need of rest and thousands of people in the stands desperately in need of exercise. Sadly, that often describes the condition of the church. Consistently, we have situations where the harvest of the ministry is great, but we lack workers. So what should we do about it? Gripe? Complain? Develop a critical spirit? No. Jesus said, Matthew 9:38, "Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Jesus told his disciples to pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers. We need to pray about this. This is the first thing to do. Before doing anything, pray about it. Ed Glasscock says, "Perhaps one of the difficulties in motivating people to the mission fields is our dependence on human inspiration rather than divine. Sincere prayer will be more effective than professional recruiting." End of quote. Many Old Testament texts present Yahweh as the master of the harvest at the end of the day. The Lord of the harvest here, I believe, refers to Jesus. In the flow of thought, chapter 10 goes on to show how Jesus sent out the 12. And note that often we find ourselves, that we ourselves become the answer to our prayer. Here in chapter 9, the disciples were told to pray about the needed laborers. And then in chapter 10, they were sent out. Thus, they became the answer to their own prayers. Perhaps we have too few laborers because we have too few prayers. Oh, how about that? Jesus connects the provision of laborers to the activity of prayer. God works through prayer. The harvest is plenteous. We just need more workers. And how do we get them? It happens through prayer. John Wesley said, quote, "You can do more than pray after you have prayed, but you cannot do more than pray until you have prayed." End of quote. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.